Good morning. 7:39 Broad Country.
What's up, man?
S.
My buddies reminds me of college.
So stupid. So funny.
Anyway, it is the Plan B Morning Show. Enough of this stupidity. All right, we got to get to our hard-hitting topic of the day. Of course, your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. Who is hiring now, by the way? If you want to start a great career with a company that's growing, wants to grow with you, has great starting pay, amazing benefits, check out Specialite. That could be just the place for you in that new career. Your topic for today, what's a pickup line that's so bad that it's actually awesome, all right? No way you'd think it'd work, but it's like, it's so bad that it works. It works.
I'm no weatherman, but you should expect 2 inches tonight.
That's for sure.
Okay. 2 inches? That's what you're going for right there. I like it. Hey, set the bar low.
Honest.
Set the bar low. I always had one. Hey, baby, you know what you and my big toe have in common?
Oh, boy.
I want to bang you on every piece of furniture in my house tonight.
Jeez. How far did that get you?
That might have worked once or twice. Again, the ones that I was going for usually would fall or something like that. Yeah.
Hey, if you were a fruit, you'd be a fine apple.
A fine apple? Oh, damn. Damn. That one's terrible. That one's stupid.
Terrible.
What's another one? Oh, hey, are you from Jupiter? Oh, your ass is out of this world, man. That's what.
Come on, that's just not even. You don't even have to set that up with the Jupiter thing. You just go up and say that.
No, you have to set it up, because if you just go up to some girl and say,
"You're gonna get slapped,
girl, your ass is out of this world," she'd be like, "Ah, pervert, get out of here."
Wham!
If you say, "Hey, are you from Mars?" and they're like, "Oh no, what do you mean?" You're like, "It's because that ass is out of this world, ace." I don't know if I ever used pickup lines back in the...
Is your name Homework? Because I'm not doing you, but I should be.
That one's stupid. That one's so dumb. That one's so dumb. I don't know if that one's even awesome. That was... It's all right. It's on fly.
That's the point of today's topic.
Oh,
right?
God. Oh, God. What's another one? Wait, you want some... you want to go out for some pizza and some sex? And then you say, what, you don't like pizza? That's what you got to do. You do that one, too.
Come on.
Didn't you? What's your STD one? That one's funny, man. That one's good.
Oh, yeah. What is the STD? Hey, girl, you looking for a stud? Because I got the STD. All I need is you.
Look, you're open and honest with them, because if you are rocking that gonorrhea, at least they'll know her. Man, look, I told you. I told you right there. I wonder do pickup lines now, I feel like now online you can maybe get away with more. You have a chance to at least set up a little bit more. You think about like with Tinder and all that stuff, you know, hitting up the DMs. Like, I don't know. I feel like...
Do you ever use pickup lines?
That's what I was saying before. It's like, I don't know, because face to face, it's a lot different. Like, if you know, you got your target acquired, okay? And you think you felt out the room, maybe you kind of, I don't know. They're very few times.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of like the drunk guy that's been drinking all night. He has that beer in his hand. He's kind of holding it up by his chest. And he just kind of walks up to the group and he's like, hey, girl. And he says, you know, one of these lines.
I love that you painted the picture. That's right. He's got that T-Rex beer arm, right?
It's just kind of leaning up against his chest.
That one hand. It's at like a 45 degree angle, and it's right in the beer's in the center of his chest, and that's where he's holding it, because that's keeping his center of gravity. And you're right. Yeah. He's the one that's going over and saying,
probably shaved his head into a mullet just for spring break. You know? He's the one who belly flopped into the pool two hours earlier in front of all the grandmas.
And he's going to use a cheesy pickup line, something that he's like, look, either I'm going to get a laugh and she's going to talk to me, or she's going to walk away. But I got to try it, man. I got to try
it. You know what? Coming from that guy, a lot of times it does work, because the guy's already kind of funny walking up. It's like you expect that from that guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the bar's set pretty low. Bar said pretty low.
Probably has the Pit Viper sunglasses on.
Just crushing it. Let's see. Where's some other one? We saw this on Reddit, and there was some doozies on Reddit. Oh, I like this one. You seem to have dropped something there. Oh, it's your standards. Can I buy you a drink?
Use that one. You know, we used to drop sugar packets on the ground. Oh, hey, miss, dropped your name tag.
Oh, see, that's smooth. Ah. See, that one's smooth. What about this one? Hey, girl, you Abraham Lincoln because you're causing an uprising down south. Yeah.
Oh, God.
That one's great. That one. And it shows your history side. It shows that you're a history buff. I like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This guy's smart and clever.
My God.
And he's kind of cute.
He brought up history. He must be a smart guy.
Oh, my God. Maybe he can do my homework.
Oh, my God. What about this one? Hey, girl, are you a microwave? Because,
Jeez. So dumb.
Let's see. What else do we got?
There's so many out there. It's just.
I like the STD one. Let's see. If I could rearrange the alphabet, I'd make sure I came after you.
Giggity, giggity, giggity. He always got to follow it up with a giggity. God, Quagmire, get out of here.
That one's going to get you punched. That one might get you punched. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What pickup lines are so bad?
How about this one?
It's
from
good.
Quagmire. But, you know what they say? Two halves don't make a hole without a hole. Giggity, giggity, giggity.
I don't even make it doesn't make sense, Quagmire. What are you talking about?
Think about it. Right,
we're going to be back with more. Stick around. Fox. Well, good morning. 7:52, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yes. All right, let's get to it. Your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What's a pickup line that is so bad that it's awesome? All right, you're out there. It's like, oh, okay, that was horrible, but it got a laugh. It's good. If these don't get you laid, nothing is gonna get you laid. So let's.
So I used to have a buddy. Real quick, this is funny, and I don't think I feel bad calling him out by name because I have to with this, but his name was Timothy Getz. All right, one of my good friends from school.
Oh, Timmy.
Lives in GR right now, but hey, what's up, Timmy? But he used to say, "What Tim wants, Tim gets." Oh, my God, dude. I dropped to my knees laughing so hard every time we brought that one up.
You were probably the only one dropping to your knees because that's terrible. All right? That is. And covered off.
Tim wants, as a, Tim gets.
A little creepy. I don't know. Like, if you walk up to a girl at a bar, or hey, what Brock wants, Brock gets. It comes off a little creepy.
Yeah, but your last name's not Getz.
Yeah, that doesn't matter, though. That doesn't matter. Because if you're walking up to some random person, then you have to explain to him, no, it's because my last name is Getz. That's why. Otherwise, you get what I'm saying? Like, if you know people and everyone knows, or maybe if you wear a shirt out that says my name is Tim Getz and I'm going to use a terrible pickup line, maybe then, yeah.
Hey, it worked. It worked for him.
I guess.
Quite well.
I guess. What Tim wants, Tim Getz. Terrible. Let's take a phone call. What pickup line is so bad that it's actually awesome? WIRX, hello.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
So, one time I was out of town visiting a buddy, and we stopped by a bar, and like four beers in, he talked me into going up to this chick at the bar, and I'm up there, I'm looking up coasters, I'm looking under stools, and finally she's like, well, what are you looking for? I'm like, I lost my phone number. Can I have yours?
Oh, that's an oldie but a goodie. I love it. I love it, man.
It didn't work. She's like, I have a boyfriend. But hey, at that point, I didn't care. I was drunk.
You got to shoot your shots, man. Got to shoot your shots.
Yeah. Have a good morning, guys.
See you, bud. Which, by the way, there's no guarantee on any of these that we're giving you. You give them a shot.
I got a boyfriend.
Try him out. I got a boyfriend. Yeah, get away.
I got a boyfriend.
Hey, ladies out there, real quick. Like, if somebody's coming up to you, like see, you're going to ask directions.
Yep.
And she jumps the gun. I say, sorry, I got a boyfriend.
You got a boyfriend.
Oh, well, hang on a second. I was like, here to pick you up, lady.
Lady.
What kind of standard you hold yourself to, but for God's sakes, bring it back a little bit.
You got a boyfriend. You're gross. Yeah. I like this one. Feel my shirt. You want to know what it's made of? Boyfriend material. That's a good one. Yeah. That's not bad. That's awesome. That's just straight awesome, man. Let's see. Brandon said, you know how much a polar bear weighs? Enough to break the ice. Nice to meet you. That's a good
one. I've
heard
that one before.
That's a good
one. That's a good one. I got a question. Girls use pickup lines?
No, they don't have to. They just go, hey, I just have to walk up and do their thing.
You don't have to do anything.
No, nothing. Nothing. Girls have it so easy at the bar, right? You could be the ugliest chick in the world. You're still going to get laid. That's it. That's it. Because us guys are just dirty, perverted animals. So, you know.
Just walk into a bar, ladies, and just scream out to the doctor. Yeah. Anybody who wants to sleep with me, raise your hand. Yeah. Boom. I guarantee it. It should be five hands up in the air like that.
Walk in there and go, can someone buy me a Mai Tai? And you're gonna have a bunch of Mai Tais right there. That's it.
Brock, you or I walk into a bar. Hey, anybody here wants to sleep with me, raise your hand. Yeah. We're getting drug out of the bar by the bouncer.
Yeah. You ever had your ass kicked by a bouncer? Just go do that. It's fine. Right. It's fine. Yeah.
Well, you're out of here.
Yeah.
Buddy boy.
You pervert. Get out of here. Let's see. Sam said, hey, girl, just so you know, I take the out of psycho. Oh, my God. I can't read. Sam, I can't read that, man. Come on, man. I should have read that
one
before.
You should proofread these first, man.
Apparently,
you
know? I should. I like Dave's. He said, girl, I'll drink your bathwater.
Ah, jeez, dude. No, I'm looking. What girl is like, oh, yeah, that's hot. So how'd you guys meet? He wanted to drink my bathwater, so we got together.
Girl, you're so hot, I'd hold a fart of yours like a bong hit. How about that one?
Ah. God, dude. No. Dude, there is no, I'm sorry. There's no girl that attractive.
Oh, man.
We'd go to that length.
Come on. There's got to be one.
What's that, that porn star who sold her bathwater? What was that all about?
Oh, yeah. I don't even know if she's really, I guess it's porn, but she does that, like the cam stuff. Yeah. And she did a video of her in a bath and then jarring the bathwater, and she sold out of
that. Selling it.
Yeah.
My God.
Yep. That's why girls don't need pickup lines. That is
exactly.
Right there.
Selling.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I guess her next routine should be a. Farting in those jars.
There you go. It's my fresh farts. Smell like roses. Honestly,
$100 a bottle.
I can't even be mad about that. If people would be willing to buy my bathwater, I would sell it. I would sell it. Absolutely.
You know, of course.
Make a nice chunk of change. And hell, I'd be making even more money because I got well water. So I mean, I'm not even paying for the city for that stuff.
So how are you driving this Porsche? Bathwater.
Bathwater. Wait, what? Yeah, sold my bathwater. Anyway. All right, well, good luck with your pickup lines. And again, you got to shoot your shot, okay? It doesn't hurt. You don't come
just
off
just have a nice
creepy.
Car. Get in sports car. Yeah, that's all you got to say.
Get in sports car.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. We got more coming up. We're not going to get anybody laid with these. We'll be back. No.